Chapter 22. 3 days after the storm had passed, Nelson found himself in a small sailboat, resting on the placid sea, perhaps a half mile from the island that was not an island to his west. Sam and his handful of crew busied themselves with their chores, tending lines, checking their nets and lobster pots. A fishing trip was hard work, yet as with everything the islanders did, there was always an element of play. All but naked in the rich morning sunlight, they laughed, joked, and competed over the strength of the knots they could tie, the size of fish they could lure from the depths of this remote sea. Even Nelson's twain was back. When the storm had cleared, the ship had returned to its station-keeping over the island and hung like a translucent fish in the bright, warm air. It was a relief to be in the open air again, and all seemed well in the world. Nelson himself was content to rest. He treated every year of reasonable health in his eighth decade of life as a bonus, and all of these islanders were so much younger than him. Let them do the work. Let the fish come to Nelson's line if they willed it. Otherwise not. Around noon, or so he judged it from the position of the sun in the sky, Sam approached him. Nelson came to himself slowly. He'd evidently been dozing. Sam set up a kind of umbrella of palm fronds for shade and produced a leaf basket that turned out to contain water, the juice of some exotic fruit, and the baked flesh of fish. Nelson ate gratefully, wishing only that his palate, dulled with age, was capable of appreciating the spices better. Sam, chewing on his own portion, eyed his father.
Leave tomorrow?
Day after at the latest. Doctor's appointment, son. When you're my age, well, that twain up there rattles with the pills I have to take.
Sam smiled. Stay. Sunshine. Fishing. Come live with us.
Nelson sighed.
But I don't deserve that. All I ever did was stay a few nights and saddle your poor mother with a bun in the oven. Sorry to be crude about it.
Happy alive, father. Happy for gift of my life. Happy with Lucille, with Troy. Happy. Happy. You come back. We take care of you. As long as...
As long as I've got left.
As long as like.
Nelson sighed.
And I'd entertain fantasies of taking you all back to England. We're not going to agree, are we? And so we'll end up apart. I'll go my way and you yours, which is the worst of all solutions.
And it was then, as he was speaking of departing, sitting in this still boat on a semi-infinite sea under a perfect sky, that he thought he heard Troy call for him. Afterwards, he was never sure if he had heard that call or not. Later still, Nelson remembered how Troy had thought the Traverser had been in some distress days earlier. Could the island beast have known what was coming? Certainly some of the boat's crew seemed to be aware of something. They sat up or stood, frowning, and stared around at the horizon. Then one young man stood straight and pointed west.
Look!
He cried, anxious, troubled.
Island! Island!
Everyone in the boat, sitting or standing, turned and looked that way. And Nelson could immediately see why the lookout was so concerned. The Traverser, which had been a low, dark mass on the ocean, fringed by the green of its central forest, was gone. Not submerged. That process always took some time. Gone. Vanished. Stepped away. Nelson realized, with a deep jolt of shock. The crew flashed into action with the vigour and decisiveness of youth. Nelson realized they anticipated an incoming wave. The sudden disappearance of a beast the size and shape of a small island meant that a lot of water was going to be displaced, and they tied down pots and bundles of gear. One kindly young man even slipped a rope around Nelson's waist for security. Nelson was barely aware of this gesture, or of the surge of the boat under him as the great wave passed. Sam, cut off from his family, tearfully roared out his pain even as he worked. And Nelson, exhausted, terrified, tearful,
looked up at the twain hovering in the turbulent sky. "Lobsang, if you can hear me, help, Lobsang! Help me get Troy back!"